Now, I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm a big fan of rock music, so I'm very familiar with the sound of the electric guitar because it's dominated popular music for decades. But what you might be less familiar with is the techniques that some lead guitarists use to get the expressive, voice-like sounds from their instruments. They do this by subtly bending and vibrating the strings with their fingers as they play. It's the difference between a tune sounding like this and this. Amateur guitarist and professional physicist at Oxford University, Dr. David Robert Grimes, wanted to know more about what's going on scientifically when guitarists make these sounds. Kat Arney was all ears.
Any guitarist who plays has these intuitive techniques they use. Now, one of the reasons the guitar is interesting, I think, to most guitarists, is the amount of expression you can get with it. When you're playing something like a piano where pitch is quite discrete, you'll go between notes and you'll hit a C or a C sharp, and that's, provided the piano is tuned correctly, they're the notes you'll hear. When a human voice, for example, sings, we hit a note, but we shake around it. We put a natural vibrato on, which we can't control, and that makes it quite nice to listen to. On a guitar, your pitch, in a similar way, is not discrete. You can actually bend up in the microtones between notes, and you can explore that, and it gives it a human vocal quality to the guitar. You have to manipulate the strings to get this, and I think that's the motivation that I started with. I said, oh, I want to see what's happening from a physics perspective when I do this and why I get this pitch out.
So how did you go about trying to understand what's going on here?
The mathematics and physics of stretched strings have been known since antiquity. And I think any A-level, or if you're an Ireland Leaving Cert student, will know the equation for a stretched string, which is related to its length and its tension and its linear density. So I started with that and said, okay, say what happens if I'm bending a string, I'm radially displacing it from the fretboard. And I said, if we do a force diagram of that and we work out what's happening and what tension forces are being added, and let's see what the net result is. It started as an incremental step by step, starting from a stretched string and then applying forces to it to see what the net effect would be.
So that would be like a guitarist kind of bending a string up on a fret as they're playing a note.
Absolutely. And seeing what happens to it pitch-wise when you resolve all the vectors and you add all the tension forces together, what are you left with? And what impact does that have on pitch?
So what can this model, this mathematics that you've worked out, what can it actually tell us about playing the guitar?
I think it was the mathematician G.H. Hardy who made a comment that he was delighted that none of his work would ever be useful. And sometimes I think a description like that might apply to some of my hobby work. But what it can do, I suppose, that would potentially be useful is there is an abundance of different string types available to a player. And if they want to pick a string, for example, that doesn't bend much, they might look at, they may do this intuitively, but if they wanted to quantify it, they might look at the equations and say, yeah, I need a string that's relatively stiff and ideally has a large area and that will stop from bending when I don't want it to. Conversely, if they want to do big Eric Clapton style bends, they might go for the exact opposite. And they can quantify what the best material is based on these equations if they so desire.
There's an increasing number of computer programs that are mimicking different instruments and different sounds. Do you think your mathematics could be useful for those?
In theory, yes. I play keyboards as well when I'm unfortunately roped into it in different bands I play in. And one of the things, if you're simulating instruments, you'll notice, and I think most guitarists will notice, that when you put the guitar simulator on, it sounds diabolical. It's not even passable. And I think a lot of that is due to the fact that it doesn't factor in the mechanics of human touch on that, how we explore around the string. So if someone was into digital instrument modeling and they wanted to, say, factor in things like bending in a more natural way, or even guitarist vibrato, which I cover in the paper as well, in a more natural way, they could certainly use those equations for that.
And finally, who's your favourite lead guitarist?
That is a question I wrestle with every day. I see I'm into very non-cool genres of music. I probably would say John Petrucci from Dream Theater is my favorite guitarist, but then I have other guys like Brian May, who I've loved since I was a kid, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani. To pick one of them, it'd be like choosing between children. I just can't do it.
David Robert Grimes, he was talking to Kat Arney. Who's your favorite guitarist, Ginny?
I'm a big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, so I really like the guitar work in that. Or my parents used to play a lot of Eagles, and there's some great guitar solos in the Eagles, so probably one of those guys.
You didn't pick the Gilmours or the Townshends. I was a bit surprised. You're not a Who or Pink Floyd fan?
No, not so much. Kind of passed me by.
This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and also with Ginny Smith.